This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Coming up in the final segment this hour, we will give you the keyword again for the Buckets and Bets contest at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Hollywood, Florida. That's your destination for tip-off weekend. Odyssey's contest, March 20th to the 23rd for the Ultimate College Hoops viewing experience. So keep listening for your chance to win, to qualify. Because who doesn't like free trips, free swag? It's always a good thing. All right, we should be joined shortly by Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals.
Yep.
I believe he is joining us right now on the Rude
Doubter
guest hotline. It's Nick Dowd. He's powered by Verizon. Doubter, good morning. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Were you aware of the controversy from last night, the one-trick pony comment from Darren Pang? Now, to give you a little backstory, he was calling the game.
For TNT.
We were assaulting him for the first, like, I don't know, 2 hours of the show today. And then our producer reached out to him, had him call in. He clarified his comments. He kind of, you know, walked him back a little bit.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the controversy?
I heard about it on the bus. Yeah, someone brought it up. But
oh wow,
what? Yeah, what'd you say? Sorry.
That's all right.
Yeah, no problem. Phone.
My 2-year-old showing me her new toys. I had heard about it, but I didn't read into the context.
What were the guys saying?
Did Ovi comment about it?
We'll leave that one on the bus.
Okay. I love it.
That's good. The guys are riled up.
Leave it on the bus.
The guys are riled up.
That's all we need to hear, Doubter.
The guys are riled up.
Hey, maybe, I mean, like, our first thought was maybe one-trick pony because all he does is score goals. So, I mean, you know, like, that's a good thing, right? So,
of course.
It's a great thing.
Well, I think what he was referring to is just, like, from his little office area, that's kind of like the reputation. And he tried to clarify and say, hey, he scores from all over this year, especially. And then I just brought up, I think it's insulting just because the guy's a great passer. The guy's been jacking guys up against the boards for 20 years.
He's a great teammate,
yeah,
obviously.
I mean,
a leader.
When Dale Hunter was here, he was laying down blocking shots with his body. Like,
oh, God, I know. I've been doing it for like 9 years. I feel exhausted. He's been doing it for like 20.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I see you, Ruru. Thank you. I'm sure I've met Panger and talked to him a couple times. He doesn't strike me as the guy that would.
Yeah, I don't think he meant
that would make those comments
deliberately. And,
you know,
yeah,
deliberately. I'm sure it was a little bit of a miscommunication.
Hey, this might be off the record, but I'm gonna ask you anyway. when you guys are on the bus, do you guys talk about, hey, 9 more goals? We're looking at this game. He probably's gonna break it in this week. I mean, do you guys even target that, or you just go game by game?
Yeah, no, we don't target it, but I mean, you know,
you just know it's coming
in a funny way, right? Like, you know, like the great chase is down to 9, or someone will kind of yell out and be like, "What are we at now?" You know, and then you know, someone will say, "Oh, we're down to 9," and then you know, that's kind of like about it. But no one's like, No one's targeting. Said, yeah. I mean, if he gets an Ovech trick, he could do it next game.
That's true.
Hey, Nick, yeah. are
I
you,
like that name, the Ovech trick.
Have you or any of your teammates like fanboyed it up yet with Ovi as far as like getting an autographed sweater from him or a stick? I know he's like, he collects all of his sticks and he has them at his place back in Russia. Like he's got a collection of like hundreds of sticks. Uh-huh. So getting one of these like in the last 10 games before he breaks the record, you're not going to get one of those. But have you gotten anything from Ovi? So when you're older, you're going to show your grandkids like, hey, I played with the greatest goal scorer of all time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think I'm just waiting on the I'm gonna ask him for the stick when he breaks the record.
Yeah.
That one.
Right.
That's kind of what I'm waiting on. I feel like I've been here long enough, you know.
Right. Yeah, that works.
Hold on, Ru. What do you need?
Ru.
Moana. She needs Moana.
What's her name?
Ruby.
Ruby.
Ruby. Oh,
Ruby.
There you go.
Ruby. 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 Ruby.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know all the songs from Moana as a parent now?
Oh, yeah. Moana 1 and 2.
Yeah.
I think I spent $30 on Moana 2.
I saw it in the theater.
Yep. Spent more than 30.
Nice. I like that. Yeah. Yeah. So, no, but for Ovi Stick, yeah. I mean, when I first got here, like, what is it, 7 years ago, like, the only stall in the entire dressing room that was open when I got here, because not one guy, like I was the only new guy in the whole team, was right next to Ovi in the practice rink, and that's where I've sat ever since. So I remember when I walked in, dropped my bag down in MedStar, and you know, looked up, see my name bar, and then I look over and Ovi's like right next to me. I remember, you know, I kind of like younger guy, and I, you know, I hadn't even met Ovi yet, and I was like, holy moly! I was like, mm-hmm. I guess I'm sitting next to O. But I've had him sign a couple sticks in the past. You know, like, well, not this year yet, but, you know, last year, the year before, however long, yeah, I've had him sign some stuff because, I mean, yeah, it's not that I was thinking of it as, you know, history or, you know, like, oh, I gotta get, it's just that he's, you know, regardless of the race, he's still the greatest goal scorer and one of the most iconic players of all time. So, I mean, I've collected a couple sticks. I'm not like a huge collector, but mm-hmm. I got, you know, I have an Oshie stick, I have a Backstrom stick, I have an Ovi stick, couple other teams that I played on, you know, maybe a stick from one or two of the big guys on those teams. So, but yeah, always, I mean, he's always been great with that. He'll, for teammates and family and stuff, he'll sign, you know, whatever you ask.
Is he totally one of the guys, like no different, like once you guys are just horsing around or whatever?
Is he
just one of the guys at the, like still at this point?
Oh yeah. I mean, he's, you know, yeah, I would say yes, he is. I mean, I would still say, you know, like he is gonna get stuff asked to him that not other people get asked to him, and he's gonna, you know, it's not like guys are coming up to me and be like, "Hey, daughter, can you sign a stick for my kid?" You know, I mean, they're not doing that. But so always gonna have things asked of him that none of us are ever gonna have asked of us. But that comes with the territory. You know, that's like any icon, you know, that's Michael mm-hmm. Jordan, Tom Brady. I mean, you know, like, honestly, you could really put them up there with those types of players. It's just hockey's a smaller market. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you know, he's right up there with Tom Brady in my eyes in the game. In the game. So, but no, he still loves, you know, playing cards on the plane and, you know, I mean, just, yeah, I guess I can't describe
who
any
breaks his balls the most.
Probably Johnny Carlson, I'd say.
Oh,
you know?
Okay. Because they've been around the
longest,
they go
probably. Way back.
Yeah. Yeah, they've been around the longest, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, always, like anybody can get after him. But, again, I think hockey is the culture of hockey has a lot of, you know, underlying respect built into it. You know, just like, you know, you're not going to get on the elevator before certain guys get on the elevator. You're not going to get your food at, you know, mealtime before certain guys don't get their food at mealtime.
Really?
You know,
it's it's pecking order.
How do you know when to get on the freaking elevator?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, how, you know, you guys look around your office, right? If you know who's been there the longest.
So you know? Wait until
yes, it's us, Doubter. So we've been around the longest.
Right. So we get to go first. So you,
yeah,
so you have to wait. He gets to leave the locker room first, essentially. Is that how it works?
No, ironically enough, he's actually the last guy on the bus, mm-hmm. which is also a pecking order, too. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's, yeah, I mean, you know, if you really want to get into it, it's kind of funny, but we, you know, get off the bus, go into the hotel, and, you know, everyone's waiting outside the elevator so we can
you know, certain guys can get on first and then you kind of follow.
Wow. Yeah. That's interesting.
That
yeah.
is.
Hey, yeah. Hey badass, Doubter, actually. Doubter, I've got three Caps jerseys, I think four, but one of them is Jacob Vrana. He was my guy. And I saw he got waived yesterday. Any thoughts on that? I'm kind of bitter. I mean, I'm guessing there's a reason, but I like Vrana.
Yeah, and I mean, I think, you know, he hasn't. I mean, I think he's played. Yes, Rue. Oh yeah, we'll hook it up in a second. We played. I think he's only played one game in the last 21.
Right.
And on it, he played with me actually, and I thought he played very well for, you know, to ask a guy to step in on late notice because Willie was sick. You know, like you don't get that call until kind of midday, right? And you're kind of, you know, you got to be a professional and kind of mentally prepare quickly. You know, and then he hasn't played, right? Like there's definitely something to, you're not up to game speed because you haven't played in a while. And I right. thought he played really well. And then, you know, if you look at his stat line this year too, 7 goals and something assists. I mean, I think I read the thing. He was on pace for.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 3-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He played an 82-game season. I mean, it was 30-plus points. So, right. Yeah, I mean, I don't have a whole lot to say about it, minus that, you know, I think B's a really good player. I think he adds a lot when he's in the lineup and you know, I think he's a really, really good person, nice kid. So
hopefully he'll land on his feet.
Yeah, I mean he'll land on his feet, no question. But I you know, it's I mean you never like to see anybody get waived or traded
right,
or anything.
Of course
right?
not. So all right, we'll let you go. Ruby's calling your name, bud.
Yeah, we're gonna hook Moana up to the big speaker here.
So all right, Doubter. Nice. Best of luck against Detroit tomorrow. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
See you, buddy.
Yeah, bye-bye.
That's Nick Doubter from the Washington Capitals, powered by Verizon. Don't forget, coming up later, Antonio Daniels will join us. We'll talk NBA with him coming up at 9:25 here on The Fan.